Leviticus chapter 10, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them. And they died before the Lord. They were careless. And it doesn't say exactly what they did that was wrong. But obviously it was something pertaining to the temple operations, the temple worship. And God struck them dead because they were careless, because they were indifferent to what the Word of God said. Those who come to God must come on His terms. And God's not going to accept anyone's worship and anyone's service if we're not right with Him today through Jesus Christ. We have to come on God's terms. We have to operate according to His standards, or we won't make it. Verse 3, then Moses said unto Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke, saying, I will be sanctified in them, that they come near me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. In other words, your boys brought this on themselves, Aaron. God told him that everybody had to do their service his way, according to the word. They didn't. And so Aaron, he didn't say anything. He recognized that his sons were in the wrong. Verse 4. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from the sanctuary out of the camp. Somebody had to remove the bodies. And they did. Outside the camp. 5. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. So Moses explained God's severe judgment by saying, God warned you. And people need to take God's warnings seriously. He doesn't always strike sinners this quickly. But if they refuse to repent, he will strike them like a thief in the night. They'll be blindsided because they won't be looking for it. 6. And Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons, uncover not your heads, neither tear your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. In other words, don't you mourn the death of your brothers? Don't you, Aaron, mourn the death of your sons? Because they were in the wrong. And by mourning them, they would be suggesting that God was unjust in what he did. So they were not to mourn, at least not outwardly. Not only because of what it would say about God's just judgment, but as the people's servants before the Lord, they had to remain on duty, lest the people sin and have no way of sacrificing and offering to appease Almighty God. 8. And the Lord spoke unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine, nor strong drink, thou, nor your sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. And it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. You know, you better be sober when you do the work of the Lord. or you might be doing something wrong, and you'll pay for it. Because drunkenness is no excuse for sin. That's something to remember. Verse 10. And yet ye may put a difference between holy and unholy, between clean and unclean. Keep your mind clear so that you can discern right from wrong. Verse 11. That ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. You can't teach others if your mind isn't clear. And your mind won't be clear if you've had too much to drink or if you're under the influence of drugs or something like that. Verse 12. And Moses spoke unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar, his sons that were left. Take the meal offering that remaineth of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. And ye shall eat it in the holy place, because it is thy due and thy son's due of the sacrifices of the Lord made by fire. For so I am commanded. So they had to eat this meal offering within the sanctuary. It was part of their payment for the ministry work that they did. 15. The heave shoulder and the wave breast shall they bring with the offering made by fire of the fat, to wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thine and thy sons with thee by a statute forever, as the Lord hath commanded. So a portion of the meal and peace offering, as I have said, was eaten by the priest in the outer court where the bronze altar is. The wave breast and the heave shoulder could be eaten in a clean place, maybe even their homes, if everything was ceremonially clean. 16. And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, who were left alive, saying, wherefore have ye not eaten the sin offering in the holy place, seeing it is most holy, and God hath given it you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord? Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the holy place. Ye should indeed have eaten it in the holy place, as I commanded. The blood of the sin offering for the priest, remember, had to be sprinkled within the holy place, and all of its flesh had to be burned outside the camp. But that's not what happened here. On other occasions, the blood of the sin offering wasn't taken into the holy place. The flesh of those offerings were to be eaten by the priests. And Aaron had no right to dispense with God's clear command at his discretion. So said Moses. 19. And Aaron said unto Moses, behold, this day have they offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of the Lord? And when Moses heard that, he was content. Aaron and his two remaining sons were so humbled, evidently, by the death of the two older boys that they didn't even feel worthy to eat the holy sacrifice. Aaron probably felt like giving his two-week notice. That's not going to happen. It's a serious thing to fall into the hands of the living God, the Bible says. So we better prepare ourselves today through faith in Jesus Christ by receiving him as Lord and Savior.